SFL Fantasy Football Podcast. Good morning, SFL. Welcome back to another episode of the SFL Fantasy Football Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Monster Energy. With the NFL season quickly approaching, what better way to kick back, relax, watch some Sunday afternoon football with an ice-cold Monster Energy drink? We are sponsored by Monster Energy. I think they'll like that one.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that one's a little cold. Okay, Tyson, what are we getting into today?
Well, that's not my job here at the podcast, so why don't you tell them what we're going to get into today?
Fair enough. Got some big news to announce, some unfortunate news, and I guess it's some positive and unfortunate news to announce. I know everyone in the league is aware of this, but again, we'll kind of reiterate what happened on Monday evening. I got a text from Mr. Lane Swan, the league manager of the Punishers, and he told me he's not going to be able to do fantasy this year. He said he's got a lot of things going on, and fantasy football is one of those things where he wants to just move away from. And, you know, I took it pretty hard. I know we all have stuff going on, but fantasy football is better than those things.
Very clear. You can bail on fantasy football.
Yes.
No one's going to care. You do it 3 days before opening kickoff, you are a word I should not use on a podcast. Mostly because, the draft already happened. Oh, the golf already happened. Don't bail after that stuff. Don't bail when the dues are now required. If you want to bail when we get the league going, hey, is everybody in? We're going to change up when we collect the payments so this doesn't happen again. But you can bail whenever in the summer, in the off season. If you bail at the time that Mr. Lane Swan did, it's a jerk move.
It makes it tough. Opinion. It's usually hard to find someone. Luckily, we'll get into Dustin in a minute, but he was able to fill that spot. So we'll get into him. But yeah we are going to change the rules as far as league dues and make those due in the off season, either before a trade is announced. If you make a trade to your team, then you have to pay a due. I mean, that's the only fair way to do it.
Correct.
And also before you draft.
Yeah. Well, I think if we have a deadline, I know this year we had a couple of teams that had some guys get dropped because of IR, and we waited and waited and waited until like 3 days before the draft to put their team back together, whatever they decided. That next year needs to change by August 1st. You need to have your IR guys picked out with the commissioner, and you need to be paid. Otherwise, you're out. I mean, that just makes sense, because then you have 2 weeks, most likely, for us to find a new guy. I personally think that once you pay, it's non-refundable, because if you bail at the last second, well, at least we can bring a guy in for free, and that's easier to find a guy. So, I think that it should be non-refundable. But usually when someone pays, they're probably not going to back out.
Yeah.
They just may not be as into it and focused on it that year, but then they can get out the next year.
Yeah, the main reason Lane did quit, he texted me, like I said, to let me know. He said he'd been watching too many preseason games, and he was just very frustrated with how many drops Ja'Marr Chase had, and he just said he can't go through the season with a guy.
Yeah. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Well, hey.
Not really.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But I'm sure he thought it.
I'm sure when you make a real dumb pick and then you didn't know what else to do for the rest of the draft, it makes it hard to want to keep playing.
Part of me wishes Ja'Marr Chase just explodes this year now.
Oh my gosh. I am now rooting for Ja'Marr Chase because of the actions of the Punisher's owner. I am rooting for Ja'Marr Chase to be the number one in Cincinnati. And I am a T. Higgins owner. So I am going against my own guy here, but no, if you're going to get out of the league at the end of this year, either do it when we try to get the league started up again in July, just say I'm out. I don't want to do it. We'll find a new guy. There's no problem with that. We've had this happen now multiple times in the SFL. One time we had five guys at once, or was it six? I feel like it was five. Are you sure? I thought it was you, me, Brent, and Dad that were the only ones sitting remaining. And we had to go find everybody, Johnny, Lane, and then we found. So it happened then, and then it happened literally the year after when a guy came and drafted. He drafted Saquon Barkley and then kind of nobody else, and then didn't pay and bailed.
And then also we had one where there was a big trade in the offseason made, and then shortly after that trade, which was, I guess, not really one-sided, but it could be considered that one-sided, he bailed after that. So that's why I think in the offseason, if you're making trades, it makes sense to do.
You're paying your dues.
To get your league dues in. Speaking of new guys, though, Dustin Thompson, Jordan's brother. He's a beast on the golf course. He drives a Tesla.
He wasn't even in the league. The
guy can do it all.
Yeah, he wasn't even in the league, and he'd been in person at the draft more than Johnny, the H-Town owners. Johnny's been at one draft in person. Dustin's been at two. I text him. He literally was like, yeah, I'm down. And even though he took over probably one of the crappiest teams assembled, it's kind of cool that he gets the opportunity to literally go in with zero expectations and see if he can win 3-4 games. I also would like to say that I take a different approach to the Punishers now that he is the owner. And I think they might win two games over two.
Punishers, name change.
Did they change it? I just checked. No, it didn't change yet.
No name change yet.
He needs to change that name. He needs to get rid of that. He needs to make it his own. But I think that they will win more games than they would have under their current regime.
Yeah, a little bit about Dustin. He's fairly familiar with the fantasy football landscape. He knows what he's doing. And I think he's going to be a good manager in this league. That and Punishers needed a managerial change. As much as we all love Lane, and Lane's a great time, we have a good time with him. But as far as just a team manager aspect, Lane had his weaknesses, and it's kind of just like
usually just paying attention and looking into things was usually his weakness.
It's kind of like Coach Peterson from the Eagles. I mean, it was just time for a change. He won a Super Bowl. Lane
never did.
Never did. But I kind of compare
the first or second pick in every year in the draft.
Yeah,
it gets hard. I understand why Lane would want out. He could, and for whatever reason, it's just something he could not figure out. He didn't know how fantasy football worked. He could not figure it out every year, and the draft never was good for him.
Should we take responsibility for his?
Absolutely not. He's a 26-year-old man.
I feel like, you know, as I had beef with him right in the podcast before, he must have taken that personally. And I guess people could say you nonstop berate his team.
Well, stop making dumb moves. All right. Well, anyway. I don't berate anybody else because their moves aren't exactly dumb. His moves are usually not the smartest.
I see what you're saying. But
and again,
we wish Lane
that's
the best.
Nine other guys. I guess not. Don't count myself. There's eight other guys that make relatively normal moves for their team. I mean, even Bill this year took Matthew Stafford in the first round. Would I have done it? No, but it wasn't a dumb move because he wanted a starting quarterback. So I can't berate him for that because it's like, oh, well, he got probably a top 10 QB.
Yeah. We wish Lano the best. Hopefully everything works out for him. And hopefully he develops that love for fantasy football again that he once had and obviously joins a league that he
can compete in.
Can compete in. All right. Goodbye. Moving on. Moving
Goodbye.
On. Goodbye, Lane. Moving on. Okay. We are going to draw today for the I don't know. We mentioned it at the draft. We are doing a $10 bonus week, and we have 17 different things that we could draw. We're going to draw one a week, and the winner of that is going to win the $10 bonus. Basically, when we increased the league dues, we had some extra funds, and that's what that's going to.
Right.
We're going to do that at the end of the episode.
We got $170 worth of extra funds.
Yeah. The league monster of the week, we're also going to announce that. There will be no cash prize for that, but every week we're going to announce a monster of the week, and
now,
I think we should give the actual owner a monster for winning the monster of the week. It's just basically the player on their starting lineup that scores the most points.
Yeah, and we require you to shotgun it in front of us.
Shotgun a monster?
It's doable.
Ooh.
It's doable. It's just a 16-ounce one. I'm not going to get them there. Sugar-free. 22. Well, yeah. Okay, we're responsible here. We drink the zero monsters, zero calorie, zero whatever else.
Tyson's rocking a white monster today. I'm rocking the zero sugar monster energy drink. It's like the black
the same.
One with
you
blue.
Know they're the same, right?
It ain't the same. No, yeah, it isn't.
They're the same. They're both zeros.
Yeah, they're zeros, but different flavoring.
Well, this different flavor, yes. But yes, both zero monsters is all we drink. So we'll bring you one of those and you can chug it.
Just make sure you reach out to us for that.
No, we'll come to you. Johnny.
Okay.
Johnny, we'll fly out.
Okay, real quick, We're gonna do a Friday episode. We're gonna go over every matchup in the NFL. We'll recap the Thursday night game, but we will go through the Sunday morning game, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, and Monday evening games.
Typically,
a blast. We'll kind of go through our picks, kind of surprise picks on those games, and just the over unders. Kind of give you an idea what Vegas is thinking on total points scored, which should help. Hey, Vegas says it's gonna be 35 points. Probably not a lot of fantasy viable options in that game.
typically we'll probably recap the Thursday game. But again, for the next couple of weeks, we have a little bit of a scheduling conflicts. This week is just, you know, we are going out of town.
It's football week and we're going to be gone.
Every year. Last year I was out of town in week one. I'll be out of town week one, two, and I'll be back for three. But again, a little choppy to start the year with our podcast. Not going to lie. We apologize for that. But come last week of September, for sure, we'll be good from that point on.
Yep. Should be fine. Okay. Let's get into the matchups real quick. A lot of interdivision games this week, and I think that's good. There's only one who is not playing their division.
I got it right here on a
should be.
Computer. Might be a little easier. There's always for me
one
to see.
Per week.
We have.
It's like the Punishers and Be Warned.
Yep. Oh, good. You got one. The easiest game. There's been some adjustments because both of those guys have dropped down to 141, Colonials and Be Warned. They were at 144, 143.
Have you noticed all the projections have been dropping lately this week? Look at them. Everything. Rattlers are down to 137. I'm down to 130.
Not me and
Ward. Be Warned down to 141. He was at 144 at some point just earlier this week.
Me and Ward time so far have stayed basically right where we are. He was 136, 137, the high of 136, and so he's right there.
Let's go into this matchup because, in all honesty, you guys are fighting for that third playoff spot.
Correct.
And a winner of this game is going to have a good advantage starting off the season.
Correct.
I'm going to look through these matchups, see if there's anything that stands out to me. Again, I'm not going to tell people who to start, who to sit. I'm going to do that in my Friday episode. If they want to listen, I'm going to go through my, because I got a lot of expertise, a lot of championships.
Well, why don't you go ahead and not talk about my team, but you can talk about his team down his list of his starters.
I think I should talk
and
about
your
team.
Because I'll talk about my own.
You're not going to talk honestly about your team. Ryan Tannehill is in your lineup.
Most likely
right now.
Not going to start. I cannot start Ryan Tannehill with the name Herb Dealers and Sid Herbert on my bench. I feel like it's dishonorable. But I can't start Herbert against Washington. So, yeah, I'll play Tannehill.
I was going to say, they're playing Arizona. Bad passing defense. Tennessee's got a bad passing defense. That should be a lot of points scored in that game. A lot of offense. I see a 35-33 type game. Something with a lot of points on the board. I think Tannehill's the best start there. Tyreek Hill, obviously, you're going to plug and play. Gibson, you got a couple guys you have to play.
Correct.
Now, with your injuries to J.K. Dobbins and Etienne, but he wasn't going to be in your starting lineup. With Dobbins out, you got Mike Davis in your lineup. How do you feel about that against Philadelphia?
I have a decision that I have to make. It's either Mike Davis or Miles Sanders in that position. I have to decide who I think is the worst run defense the first week of the season, which is not easy because who knows? My assumption is Mike Davis is going to play more than Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders is going to be relieved more often by the style of play that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to play with the running backs. So right now I have Miles Davis in there and he probably will end up staying.
I don't disagree.
I'm sorry, not Miles Davis, Mike Davis.
Miles Sanders. I'm looking at your bench right now. You got a lot of points projected on your bench.
Correct.
I'm looking at wartime. He does not have that situation. It looks like he's got his options to play, and that's who he's going to play.
Correct.
A lot of injuries. He's got obviously some injuries to Ingram and Michael Thomas. And then he's got a lot of youth that just.
I have a feeling I'm going to have a lot of points on my bench all year because I have a lot of. I have good depth, but so I'm hoping I picked the right guy. But yeah, so this is a big week for myself and Warren. I obviously think I'll win. Obviously, I'm not going to go into the week thinking I'm going to lose, but. I'll see a lot of rain on his side. I don't know if you're seeing that. That New Orleans rain. Game.
No, I don't see the weather.
New Orleans versus Green Bay's got rain. It's supposed to rain tomorrow, Thursday night game. It's supposed to be raining.
Giving you my expertise, though, on this.
Doesn't it
Wednesday.
Rain.
Yeah. Doesn't Wednesday night.
I know that. I'm just saying it.
Rain forecast, weather forecast, don't even pay attention to them. Pay attention to them Sunday morning when you're setting your lineup.
Or Thursday.
Or Thursday if there's a game, yeah. And plus, I don't know what you're talking about. Wilson and Lockett, is that show rain? Because that's indoors.
No, that's a dome.
Okay.
I'm talking about Kamara at Green Bay. His New Orleans defense at Green Bay,
Hold on. They're going to probably – that's supposed to be in New Orleans, and then they're just showing rain from Hurricane Ida.
They
will not be playing
They don't play in New Orleans.
They're playing in Dallas. They're playing at Dallas Cowboy Stadium temporarily.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the game plan right now. That's still to be determined, but – They're definitely not going to play in New Orleans with that, with all the hurricane damage.
I don't think they're okay.
So what they're going to do, they're looking into playing
in
neutral location. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're seeing. You're seeing that rain forecast in that game. That's not going to be that way. Yeah. As an Aaron Rodgers owner, I've done my research on that.
That's good.
You know, I don't want him playing in no hurricanes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I like this matchup. I think it's going to be pretty close. I do give Warren a slight edge, but it's all going to come down to that Lockett.
I also think that I was going to say he has a very tough matchup with Indianapolis for his two top scorers, Wilson and Tyler Lockett he's got a running back nightmare matchup for me, but Russell Wilson, if they can hold him to 20, 25, maybe I can squeeze a win. Of course, Tyler Lockett will get both the TDs that he throws and then I'll lose, but no, it can go either way. So let's move on from that one because
let's go into a.
Why don't we just go into yours? Get yours and mine out of the way, so then we don't have any more of that potential bias.
Again, two teams I think vying for a playoff spot early on.
Okay,
me and Rodgers. That I think it's going to come down to who can have a better season. This game's going to be important for me. I don't know about for him as much because he'll win games that he normally wouldn't, or vice versa. I need to win the games that.
You do.
Against the people I'm competing against.
I personally have beef with you. So on Yahoo, online, on the web browser, you can pick who you think is going to win. Mm-hmm. I went in, I picked Rodgers that. Mostly because I have beef with you. Before I did that, when I did it, the spread was way bigger. Now it's 2 points.
2 points.
So I'm glad I picked Rodgers that. If I was a betting man, oh, man. Well, looking at his matchups, I would take you. His matchups are tough. He's playing a lot of his team's playing pretty good defenses.
His best scores, Diggs is playing Pittsburgh. Lamar Jackson, obviously, against now, Raiders. Is
depending
be
on
well.
Where Diggs is playing, I don't know if they're a neutral site as well, but Buffalo's supposed to be raining. Again, Sunday game, not irrelevant, but since we're talking about it on Wednesday. Aaron Jones, they're fine. Zach Moss, again, playing Pittsburgh, which he's got tough matchups. So the betting, you got James Robinson playing Houston.
Edwards playing the Raiders. McLaurin, two of the worst run defenses last year.
You're going to be fine. Montgomery's playing the Rams, so he'll get 20 touches, 40 yards.
I'm happy about my matchups this week. I think it gives me the slight edge. But Kittle. I think, again, Yahoo's got this matchup very close, and I do think it's going to be a very close matchup. Could be the closest margin of victory, too close to call.
I hope Rodgers that wins because I have beef with you, but I see you coming out on top of that one.
Yep. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. Back up to Colonials. Deshaun got some.
Let's do that one. Okay. The favorite, the champ, or not the champ, but the favorite for this season.
This should have been champ 2 years by now, but man.
Man, I want to say champ to his name. Why can't I just – it needs to be said at some point. But the – future champion at some point, the Colonials, again, coming in with 33 points from Mahomes projected, 15 from Jefferson and Metcalf, just a lot of points, 141 total.
There's not much to talk about here. Deshaun got some, obviously, he's going to have to.
Can he pull
this
off?
I don't think so. He's going to have a freak week from a lot of people. Joe Burrow is a little bit concerning, but I don't know if Minnesota's defense has gotten any better. So that could be passing all day long, and I'm hoping so because T. Higgins would benefit. So it's very possible that Joe Burrow does good. I don't think he's going to do better than Mahomes. Then you got Metcalf, Woods matched up. Woods could beat him.
I like the Thielen Jefferson matchup.
I do too.
It's kind of cool to watch.
Personally, think
lines up that way.
Thielen wins that matchup. It's so hard to predict this, but I'm taking the Colonials winning this game. And not Deshaun Watson.
It's a tough start for Jordan's team there. Never want to go up against a powerhouse week one. If you can sneak out a win, that'd be great for him. But I'm with you. I see
very little chance.
A little chance.
It's possible,
miracles
but
can happen. Yep. I think Colonials win this game.
Yeah.
Not much to talk about else than that. Let's go into H-Town players versus the Rattlers.
Okay.
See, I think Yahoo's very disrespectful to Johnny's team here. He's got a lot of stars, and he's projected for only 123, which you know, back in the day or late in the season, that's quite a bit of points. But early on, obviously, as we're seeing, everyone in the 130s, 123 looks like it's at the lower end.
It really does. I'm very surprised.
I don't agree.
Well, to be honest, he's Philip Lindsay and Naeem Hines as his basically second and third running back options are. It's very.
He only has to play one of them.
Yeah.
Now he has Philip Lindsay in his flex. Not sure exactly where he's going. Maybe he's worried about Chris Godwin's health, but Godwin's actually projected to play off coming off that hand injury and tonight and I or tomorrow. And I think he will be able to put him in and be able to get some points there in that high scoring Thursday night football matchup.
Yeah. If he wanted to jump up at least six points in his projection, which puts him 120, basically 129, he'd be at maybe 130. With the amount of difference between Philip Lindsay and Godwin, he'd be at the 130 mark, right around there. So if we're looking at just projections, there's a way for him to get up there. His matchups are not terrible. And this could be a very close game. Again, H-Town Players has beef with the Rattlers, I believe.
Yes.
And vice versa. This is literally rivalry week for these two. They love this. Now they'll play each other twice. So it's not really rivalry week, but If I've gotta choose, I like Kyler Murray against Tennessee. I can never bet against Devontae Adams and Chubb against Kansas City's run defense. If that's gotten better, probably not. Waller against Baltimore. That's tough. He's got some Robinson against the Rams. It's pretty. He's got to play, you know, Jalen Ramsey.
We're going to have a good idea on this matchup coming out of Thursday night's game.
Correct. It'll be easier to tell. Johnny, who are you picking, though?
Honestly, he's not playing Dak, which I like. Josh Allen's a great quarterback, don't get me wrong. But against Pittsburgh, Dak against Tampa. Tampa's great defense, too, but it just doesn't seem like – it seems like they're always high-scoring games. I don't know.
I would be taking Dak.
I think I'm taking the Rattlers in this game.
You know why I would take Dak? Three reasons. CeeDee Lamb. Cooper and Gallup. I like those three guys to throw to as opposed to Diggs, Beasley,
Emmanuel Sanders.
I don't like, you know what I'm saying? I like those three guys versus the other. And also, you know, you have that guy Ezekiel Elliott to also dump the ball off to. Josh Allen doesn't really have that. Of course, he'll use his legs. So there may be some benefit there, but so does Dak. So I would be, but again, Josh Allen is so good. It's hard to ever bench it.
When you have two quarterbacks like that or two running backs, I guess running backs not as much, but do you look at home games as a deciding factor? Like right now, Josh Allen's at home and Dak would be on the road.
I think it definitely helps. It just depends on the quarterback. If you have a guy like Kirk Cousins, maybe it helps. I don't know. But Josh Allen, I think he's so good. I don't think it matters. Same with Dak. I don't think it matters. So, but at home, Josh Allen's just so good. It's so hard to bench him. Again, he's going to have that problem all year. For me, I'm not going to have that problem as much because I named the Herb dealers. So it's usually going to be Justin Herbert this year or this week. It's an easy matchup for me to go throwing Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
These two quarterbacks he has, Josh Allen and Dak Prescott, are so good.
He can play the matchups.
He can play the matchups, but how do you sit Josh Allen ever? How do you sit Dak Prescott ever? Johnny, what we're saying is trade one of them. You're going to have that problem all year, but you don't have to.
Yeah, Johnny's strategy is working out for him. He's made the playoffs every year, and I think he's going to stick with that strategy. I've offered some trades to him.
Yeah, is it?
He likes sitting back, relaxing, and not trading.
If your goal is to just make the playoffs, you're trying to lose. Your goal is to win the league. Right, Brent? Ooh. Ask him. I'm sure it doesn't feel good at all making the playoffs and not winning. Who cares if you make the playoffs if you don't win? Make the playoffs 17 years in a row and never get the ring. Who cares? No one remembers.
No, it's tough. It's not easy to win either. It's not easy at all.
We got to move on from that one. I personally am taking the Rattlers in that one. I don't know what you're doing, but
Rattlers usually start off. I'm looking at their last five seasons. They've started off 3-1 or 4-0 in every season. So they're going to win this game.
All right, let's move on from that one. And we're on to really one that did we talk about Be Warned and the Punishers?
We did not. Okay, well, let's get into that.
We don't need to talk about this one that much. This one, again, Dustin is just taking over a team. He's zero expectations for him this year. He's just going to try to rebuild that team.
I like his running backs. I do like Gaskin and Harris. I don't like their matchups. They play each other this week.
No, but
I just think that game.
I don't think it's going to matter
this week.
Yeah, I think, you know, be warned. Again, anything can happen, but yeah, I would definitely. I'm taking be warned. There's not much we need to talk about.
A lot of good matchups on that side.
Yeah, he's just
team. I see. Maybe if I set the spread on this, about 15 points.
Okay. Well, I'd probably take 30. It's just right about there. So, well, all right. If we want to,
I think is that the last game?
That was the last matchup. Again, we just briefly went over those.
Okay, let's do it. I tell everyone's been waiting for this. So we're going to set the bonus right now. We're going to draw this out of a hat. Tyson, I'm shaking it up. Can you hear that? All right.
I can see it. That I don't know why you asked me if I could hear it. I'm looking here, at it.
Take a blind drawing out of there.
I'm going to look.
Oh, look, just one. All just right. One.
Well, can you keep it higher? Because I'm prone to competitiveness, and I'm going to cheat if you don't get it higher.
What are you going
to
cheat at?
I'm going to pick the one I think that has the right thing I want.
Okay, what do we got? He's got it. It's in his hand.
Oh, I would draw this freaking first. Most kicker points. So.
It would be funny that you draw that. So,
yeah.
All right, most kicker points, the big leg week.
No, it's not the big leg week.
Not the longest field goal. Just most points by kicker. Okay. Well,
most points by the kicker. We'll
fun way
to
start it off. And the winner of that, that's the starting kicker, by the
way. Fun way to start this off. That's lame as can be. That is the lamest thing to start off with. Is opening week, exciting. Hey, guys, you get 10 bucks for the most kicker points. I mean, we all know it's Justin Tucker.
It's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah. So that is week one's $10 extra payout. Most kicker points. Get them set.
Now, we have 17 different bonuses to draw from. That's completely eliminated, correct?
I'm so happy it's gone. Okay. It's out of the
way.
Yeah,
we're just going to toss
that. We're just going to toss that one. It's never happening again, but we'll put it up on the wall, and we will pay it out when it's done after Monday night, obviously. Yeah. So it's not going to be announced until Tuesday.
Highest point totals get 75, second gets 25 every week, and we'll pay those out Tuesday morning after all the point adjustments and whatever's happened. Kickers really aren't adjusting much because unless something happens, but that'll be fun. Awesome. All right. Well, we got one more episode coming your way Friday afternoon. That'll go over the week matchups for all the games. And other than that, that's kind of how we'll roll with it each week. But this one's a little different. Like I said, we're going to be out of town. We're leaving town. We got a little golf tournament this weekend.
Yeah, we're going to go over Thursday night's game. We're going to record the episode today for Friday. So bear with us if we get it completely wrong. We didn't watch the game, or we did.
Are we going to do like a prediction?
Yeah, we're going to predict kind of what's going on in that game too, just to see. And if we're right, you know, maybe you guys should keep listening. If we're wrong, go ahead and shut us off. But all right, I think that's it for this episode right now.
That's it. All right. Have a good one.
Thank you.